Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Back with Daryl in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, a topic that continues to interest consumers greatly is sustainability.
Absolutely, Ron. Beef sustainability is a constant topic that the Beef Checkoff works to address on a state, national, and quite frankly, international level. Through multiple presentations recently, the Oklahoma Beef Council has addressed the myths and facts of U.S. beef production, including the information from the EPA that U.S. cattle production, including feed production, accounts for 3.3% of all greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S., which is minimal. On a national level, the Checkoff-funded team recently participated in a panel on the future of protein at the Future of Food Summit sponsored by Eating Well magazine, and science-based information from the Beef Checkoff Funded Sustainability Research Program was shared with food scientists and nutrition health professionals.
And you can learn more about what the Beef Checkoff is up to on your behalf by going to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner. We're about halfway into the first month of the new year. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says, as we've started the year, the beef cattle marketplace seems to have a good dose of optimism that is driving it as we get going.
Well, you know, I think we're carrying a lot of momentum from the last part of 2019. And so, you know, that's probably as much as anything right now. It's still early, I think, to have a sense of kind of where we are in from a meat standpoint and the post-holiday assessment. Again, that usually takes about the first half of January, at least to get to that. The fundamentals are, really in pretty good shape as we go forward, and I think the market's already reacting to that.
Daryl, I know that as we've wound down the old year and we're into the new year now, you've taken a little bit of time to really stop and look at what we learned in 2019. What do you think the takeaways are?
You know, we don't do it every day, and that's probably, you know, a wise thing. But I think it's good once in a while, maybe the end of the year is a good time to sort of look back and really kind of assess last year, what happened, why it happened, and, you know, think about how that might tell you something about management changes and management approaches that you might want to think about in the future. So 2019, I think, was kind of a little bit of something for everyone. We had some struggles, certainly at the cow-calf and the feeder cattle markets. We had some challenges with market volatility. We had a number of things going on, but you know, it comes down to looking back at managing costs and really taking stock of how we can prepare ourselves to deal with those kinds of challenges in the market when they arise.
And Daryl Peel says that for each cattle producer, you need to take a look at your numbers and step back and really understand how productive your herd really was.
You can look at an overall number and say, well, how many calves did I sell? And of course, the market side of it is what did I get for those calves? But from a production standpoint, do you really know, you know, where you're at with that calf crop percentage? If it's not where, you know, and what's a good benchmark that you should be using to measure against that? And then go back and dissect that a little bit and think about, you know, did I have problems with calf mortality prior to weaning? Or prior to that, did I not get as many calves born as I would have, you know, liked, again, by some reasonable measure? Or, you know, go back to the previous year and look at, you know, pregnancy rates and try to figure out, you know, reproductive-wise, nutrition-wise, what factors are really limiting production, and are there is there a reason to make some changes?
Now, when a cattle producer steps back and takes a look at the economic health of his cattle herd, his mama cow herd, Dr. Peel says one of the key numbers you got to have is trying to get your arms around the cost to keep that cow in your herd for a year. I know that Dr. Peel's looked at this and he's considered some of the research done by the folks up at K-State as well.
That's right, and you know, and I focused a lot in those comments on the forage side, because you know, we often tell cattle producers, you're not really in the cattle business, you're in the forage business. You raise forage of one kind or another, and you're trying to find a way to market and to harvest and market that forage, and of course we do that primarily with grazing cattle. But you know, really understanding that cost of production, probably the biggest variable that we see in the cattle industry is the range of cost of production across cattle. cow-calf operations. And again, it's, you know, a lot of producers just sort of say, well, whatever happened, happened. But it really isn't that. That's the one area you really do control, as opposed to markets and weather and some other things that impact your business. And so it's worth spending a little bit of time to really understand grazing management and maximizing the use of your grazable forages, using supplemental feeds and harvested forages when you need to, and just think about the cost of those things and opportunities that you might have to, you know, improve returns by managing cost as opposed to expecting the market to offer you more returns.
Looking back on the 2019 year for the cattle industry, keeping in mind the latter days of 2019, very positive for the cattle market, and that has propelled us into 2020. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 1st at 12:30 at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 60 Hereford and Angus heifer pairs. To view an online catalog and videos, go to dvauction.com or you can call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 1st at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma, 580-552-1555.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.